Hello, and welcome to your GCSE English Language Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most crucial skills for both your reading and writing papers, adapting tone, style, and register. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, what even is register? Don't worry, you're not alone. But by the end of this 10-minute session, you'll not only understand these concepts, you'll know exactly how to analyze them in reading questions and how to use them to boost your writing marks. This is topic 2.3 in your OCR specification, and it's absolutely vital for hitting those top bands in both component 01 and component 02. So grab a notebook if you can, because I'll be sharing some exam-winning strategies that you'll want to remember. Let's dive in. Right, let's start with the basics. What do we actually mean by tone, style, and register? Think of tone as the writer's attitude or mood. Is the writer being serious, humorous, angry, sympathetic, sarcastic? The tone is the emotional flavor of the writing. For example, a charity appeal might use an emotive, urgent tone, while a scientific article would use a detached, objective tone. Style is broader. It's the writer's overall approach, including their vocabulary choices, sentence structures, and use of literary devices. A tabloid newspaper has a very different style from a broadsheet, right? One uses short, punchy sentences and sensational vocabulary, while the other uses complex sentences and sophisticated language. And register? This is the level of formality in the writing. Think of it as a spectrum from super formal, like an official letter to your head teacher, all the way down to very informal, like a text message to your best mate. Here's the crucial bit. In your exam, you need to do two things with these concepts. First, in the reading section, you need to identify and analyze how writers use tone, style, and register to achieve their purpose. Second, in the writing section, you need to adapt your own tone, style, and register to suit your audience and purpose. Let me give you a concrete example. Imagine you're analyzing a text about climate change written for a teenage magazine. The writer might use a semi-informal register. Not too stiff, but not slangy either. They might say, "We're excited to share some helpful tips," rather than, "We wish to present the following recommendations," or, "Check out these sick tips, fam." See how the register sits in the middle? The tone might be encouraging and optimistic rather than doom and gloom. And the style might include rhetorical questions to engage the reader. What if you could make a difference with just one small change? Now here's where students often go wrong. They spot these features but don't explain the effect. Examiners don't want you to just say, "The writer uses a rhetorical question." They want you to say, "The writer uses a rhetorical question to directly engage the teenage reader and make them feel personally involved in the issue, which is appropriate for the magazine's audience." See the difference? You're linking the technique to the tone and then to the effect on the reader. That's what gets you into the top mark bands. Let's talk about the GAP framework, and I promise this will change how you approach writing tasks. GAP stands for genre, audience, and purpose. Before you write a single word in your exam, identify these three things. What type of text are you writing? A letter? An article? A speech? A leaflet? Each genre has its own conventions. A speech needs direct address and rhetorical devices. A letter needs a proper greeting and sign-off. Audience? Who are you writing for? Teenagers? Adults? A specific person like your head teacher? Your register must match your audience. You wouldn't use slang in a formal letter, and you wouldn't use academic language in a teen magazine article. Purpose? Why are you writing? To persuade? To inform? To entertain? To advise. Your purpose determines your tone. If you're persuading, you might use an urgent, passionate tone. If you're informing, you'd use a clear, neutral tone. Here's a quick memory trick. Imagine you're getting dressed for different occasions. You wouldn't wear pajamas to a job interview, right? Similarly, you need to dress your writing appropriately for the task. A formal letter is like a business suit. A magazine article is like smart casual. A personal blog post is like comfortable everyday clothes. One more crucial point about register. Consistency is key. One of the most common mistakes students make is register slips. That's when you accidentally switch between formal and informal language in the same piece. For example, writing, "Furthermore, the evidence demonstrates that kids shouldn't be allowed to use their phones in class because it's well annoying." See how "furthermore" and "demonstrates" are formal, but "kids" and "well annoying" are informal? That's a register slip, and it will cost you marks. Okay, let's talk exam strategy. I'm gonna share four golden rules that will seriously boost your marks. Rule number one, In reading questions, use precise vocabulary to describe tone. Don't say, the tone is good or the writing flows well. Use words like melancholic, sardonic, didactic, contemplative, indignant, or nostalgic. The more sophisticated your vocabulary for describing tone, the more marks you'll earn. Examiners are specifically looking for what they call perceptive understanding. Rule number two, look for tone shifts. Writers often change tone within a text for effect. Maybe they start with a humorous anecdote to hook the reader, then shift to a serious, urgent tone when presenting their main argument. If you can identify where and why the tone shifts, you're demonstrating really sophisticated analysis. Rule number three, in writing tasks, plan your register before you start writing, literally right at the top of your plan, formal register or semi-informal register or whatever is appropriate. This will help you stay consistent throughout. Rule number four, use the PEIL framework for analysis. That's point, evidence, analysis, link. Make your point about the tone or register, provide a short embedded quotation as evidence, analyze the effect on the reader, and link back to the question. This structure will keep your analysis focused and earn you maximum marks. Now, let's talk about common mistakes to avoid. First, feature spotting without analysis. Saying this is a metaphor tells the examiner nothing. You need to say, the metaphor of drowning in responsibilities creates an overwhelming, suffocating tone that makes the reader sympathize with the writer's stress. Second mistake, using generic descriptions. The tone is interesting, or the style is effective. These are meaningless. Be specific. Third mistake, register slips in your writing. I mentioned this earlier, but it's so important I'm saying it again. Proofread specifically for register consistency. Check that your vocabulary, sentence structures, and even your contractions match your intended formality level. Fourth mistake, not adapting to the audience. If the question says, write an article for your school magazine, you need to sound like you're writing for your peers, not for your English teacher. Use an engaging, accessible tone. Right, let's test your memory with a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question and you shout out the answer, or just think it if you're on the bus. Question one, what does GAP stand for? That's genre, audience, purpose. Question two, what's the difference between tone and register? Tone is the writer's attitude or mood. Register is the level of formality. Question three, what does PEIL stand for in analysis? Point, evidence, analysis, link. Question four, name three sophisticated words you could use to describe tone. How about melancholic, sardonic, and didactic? There are loads of others too. Question five, what's a register slip? That's when you accidentally mix formal and informal language in the same piece of writing. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant. If not, don't worry. Go back and listen to those sections again. Okay, let's wrap up with your key takeaways. Number one, tone, style, and register are essential for both reading analysis and your own writing. You need to identify them in texts and use them effectively yourself. Number two, always identify GAP before writing. Genre, audience, purpose. This determines your register. Number three, in analysis, don't just spot features, explain their effect on the reader. Use the PEIL framework. Number four, be consistent with your register. Proofread specifically for register slips. Number five, use sophisticated vocabulary to describe tone. Move beyond good and interesting. Remember, examiners are looking for what they call perceptive understanding in the top bands. That means going deeper than surface-level observations. Show them you understand not just what the writer is doing, but why they're doing it and how it affects the reader. This skill, adapting tone, style, and register, will serve you brilliantly across both papers. In Component 01, you'll analyze it in fiction texts. In Component 02, you'll analyze it in nonfiction and demonstrate it in your own writing. It's worth 50% of your writing marks through AO5, so it's absolutely worth mastering. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, you've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Bye for now.